Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There was a big article in the New York Times 2 days ago that I never even covered on air. I'm going to dig it out and cover it later if I have time. They announced that the trial by jury is virtually extinct. That was the headline. Or it was similar to that. I'll dig it out. I was just looking at this headline in front of me, police plant marijuana on 92-year-old woman. Well, they did a lot more than plant marijuana on her. They killed her. But that's okay, because they're just keeping us safe. You know, we had a nice police officer calling yesterday, and he said, you know, you're painting with a broad brush. Well, I know there are a lot of good police, okay, and good people in government, period, but the government itself is corrupt and evil and has a very wicked direction it's taking. It'd be like if a big ship, and I was out in a rowboat, and some 150,000-ton Leviathan was about to run over my rowboat, and there's some nice people up on the deck, but they're not piloting it, and I'm screaming at the ship saying, stop, stop, you evil ship. And there's an evil captain who wants to run me over, and you're up on the deck going, how dare you talk bad about us? Why you're saying we're not nice? Yeah, you're running over the top of me. And by the way, you're getting run over by the ship, too. And that's what's so frustrating about it. The government is illegitimate, ladies and gentlemen. They selectively enforce whatever they want. They're involved in every type of crime you can imagine. It's worse than any satire. It's worse than anything, you know, that Bacon ever wrote. It's just, it's unspeakable. Let's go ahead and go back real fast. I wanted to get one more call in before we end this segment and go on to others. Joseph, finish up what you were saying.
Yes, sir. I was just describing the cameras that are here in Ocala, Florida, where I live, that they watch the people. The people think it's all for their safety. Of course, you know, they'll have inadvertent checkpoints and stuff, and I'll get stopped on my way to work and not even be accused of speeding with when I ask them, you know, can I please tell me how fast you were going? Oh, you're just speeding. And I see people, you know, driving by that obviously aren't, you know, from around here. And it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating sometimes. And what I try to do behind the scenes is educate people, try to help the troops who are in that I keep in contact with who want to get out, you know, and help them like that.
Well, I would advise you. So you have family in Florida?
I moved here to be with my wife, yes, sir.
I'd get out of Florida. Do you have children?
Not yet, but I mean, it is
the worst state, sir. It's a beautiful state, nice people, but every indicator, every statistic, everything we see, that is the last place to have children. New York City would be better than Florida, and it's second worst. I would move.
I'm going back to Mississippi.
sure. Yeah, I mean, for all it's, yeah, I would get the hell out of there. I mean, I would tell your wife, it's time to get out of here.
We're working on it. Trust me, we're working on it because we see what's happening and we talk about it, you know, because she's very...
Well, Florida is pioneering. Now, they're doing it all over the country in spots, but Florida pioneers. You get pulled over for no seatbelt or you don't have your insurance card up to date, you have insurance, they take your kids there and then, I mean, they'll take them and fly them to Saudi Arabia right in front of you. I mean, I've never seen anything like Florida. I mean, that place...
We just got over DCS situation with our family.
Oh,
I mean, not
whoa.
Even.
Oh,
we just got over DCS. Not over my in-laws. Their son was abducted by DCS. They came in, accused them of drugs, and obviously couldn't find anything. They snatched the child up, and only by the grace of God, my wife and I were able to take care of him. You know, for the 3 months that DCS had legal custody, and it was just complete nightmare. I mean,
well, that's because now you ran into good ones there. Now, as horrible as that was, and again, people don't know. Don't let them in your house. Look, get out of Florida. There needs to be like an exodus, like the Israelites leaving hell, leaving Egypt. Get out of there. Anyone who lives in Florida is completely and totally insane. It is the worst state in the union. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's jam in some more calls. And then I need to get into some of these audio clips. Boy, there is a bunch of them that I have here today. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Chris. Chris, where are you calling us from?
Michigan.
Welcome.
How you doing today?
Good, sir.
I just got three short things I'd like to go over with you.
You got the floor. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to start getting more aggressive with infecting 9/11 truth. I want to start going into, there's a trade center called Gibraltar Trade Center, and I'd like to buy a booth and just hand out DVDs. And I had talked to them a couple years ago, and they said that I would need a letter of permission to distribute.
Yeah, that letter of permission. This is like Groundhog Day on this show. It just goes on and on. But I'm glad you're trying to take the initiative. There's a letter on InfoWars.com that says for nonprofit educational purposes, you can air them on Access TV or make copies if they're not for sale. Sir, just write up your own letter. I mean, it's really easy. Just get around it. You know, when they ask you, is that your video? You say, it's my video. I mean, this is a war. Just do what it takes. Get it done.
All right, because I know you come right out and say, you know, that you want them distributed.
That's right, so you say you've got the rights to it. Anybody that shows up demanding you show them contracts is pure bull. They don't make people at a swap meet or at a flea market or anywhere else sit there and show contracts. They don't make video stores show they have contracts to sell stuff. That's all just part of the mafia America where all these nobodies just go around bossing us and everybody just follows orders.
All right, well, I'll get on that. The other thing I wanted to talk about was I wanted to mention a warning for Nocera. I don't know if you're familiar with Nocera.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about it?
The National Economic Safety and Reformation Act. Your listeners can find out more about that at NoceraSucks.com. And it is the fallen angel antichrist agenda. Basically, it's a bribe to take the chip is what it is.
All right, sir. I appreciate your call. I really do. Let's go ahead now and take some more calls. Let's talk to Alex in New York. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome to the airwaves.
I wanted to call and say one about the police state in America. My friends for a long time never believed me. I told them about how the schools could lock us down in there if there was a reason, and they wouldn't believe me. And we get toll roads, or like road checks, whenever there's big events like big high school football events and racing and whatnot. And well, we had a fire. It was near the end of last year, and they took all of us into the gym and told us we couldn't leave. Parents would come and try picking us up. They said, no, you cannot leave until we have decided that they can leave. And they wouldn't let us out till 1 hour.
Now, let me just comment on this. All over the country, they have drills from Missouri to Ohio to New York. I mean, I've seen it everywhere, where they don't allow the children to eat all day, to, quote, make it more real. Then, in some cases, they make them urinate and defecate in trash cans in full view of the class. And this is all to train you and the parents that the school owns the children. And now they're saying they're the guardian and that they run your children when they're in the schools. So these are nothing but FEMA training camps incrementally. And in some places they come in unannounced with police pointing guns at them, screaming at them, telling them they're going to kill them. Sometimes the cops play the part of bad guys unannounced. Children, we have video, are in total terror. We're talking elementary students. They'll throw fake blood on them. You cannot make this type of stuff up. It's mass re-education camps. This is worse than what Soviets did in re-education camps in plain view, and the average American takes it. Thumb scanners are going in to get school lunches, school searches, police dogs will just, they'll have everybody in the school line up, and the police dogs will start biting their bags from Goose Creek, North Carolina to, you know, Houston, Texas. It's just all training us to be prisoners. Go ahead.
And it seems like they flag you if they find out that you're against the system because...
Oh, yeah, no. It's like being a prisoner now, you see. Oh, you got a problem with the warden. Well, now you're going to have to... We're going to show you who the boss is, all right?
And we have a class, and when you in your senior year you take it. It's called Participation in Government, and they ask you, they tell you, well, you have main three freedoms and whatnot, and then you start bringing up, yeah, well, a lot of kids I learned in there didn't know their rights, and... I started giving him some, a few of them.
And let me guess, they told you keep your mouth shut.
Well, the teacher stopped, like, calling on me when I was in the class, and then we started getting cops located, like, put into our school, four cops. It's like they flagged them to tell them about it, and then I would decide one day on a day to wear my 9/11's an inside job t-shirt. And I got stares by all the cops all day.
Good. Get everybody else to wear them. And you know what? You want to go get a whole job for yourself, enjoy it, and take that money and put yourself in private school.
Well, I dropped out of the system, and I went into a homeschool to finish up.
Good. Leave that concentration camp alone.
And I felt more freer and... woken up to the New World Order. And
yeah, that's right. While those kids are learning how to snort cocaine and how to spread them up against the wall and how to catch AIDS, you need to go get jobs, set up a company, be a man, dress clean cut, stay out of their system. Remember, we're in a giant prison grid. Brainwashed zombie enemies are everywhere. And I mean this, folks. This is the reality. Brainwashed zombies are everywhere. You've got to be aware of them. You've got to be sardonic in your view. Wake up those that care. Those that laugh at you, move on, feel sorry for them, and just be hardcore leaders. I want the youth to stop playing the video games, to stop watching the TV, to start being clean cut, not because it's cool, but because you stay out of the enemy's system. Let me tell you, in this war, having the funky hairdo, having the tats, having that outfit, the police have been told to alert on you as a perp, that is, as an enemy soldier. The government tells us to line up against each other. No, in the urban warfare combat zone, you need to wear black dress shoes, slacks, or nice blue jeans, button-up shirts, or at least T-shirts, short hair, be very confident, smile, and just know enemies are all around you. You're moving forward. You're going to wake people up. We're unstoppable. We're going to bring them down. You understand? This is how we're going to defeat them. That's why these militia guys, I don't like it, because they wear camo in the city. No, no, you want to blend in. Okay? Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for your films, your podcast. I use it to listen to you whenever I'm not at the house. I haven't missed a show since I started listening in August. And I just want to say God bless you and your crew and the fight against the New World Order.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 19. I'm turning 20 this summer.
All right. Well, God bless you, and it's good to hear from you, my friend. Take care. And I'm glad that, I guess, whenever you said last year, whenever you got out of school and got out of there, that's good. And now they're turning the colleges into prisons. And now they're turning the buildings into prisons. Oh, there was a shooting at the beach, so now we've got to turn it into a prison. You know, a couple times a year, my children love the beach, so I'll drive down to the Texas coast to Port Aransas. And I'm going to look for another smaller town to go to. I'm not going to probably go to Port A anymore. And I want everybody to let Port A, and we ought to call. You ought to call the, and this is how it's done. If you go to Port A, where I've been going since I was a little boy, where my dad was going since he was a little bitty boy, deep sea fishing, driving down there, 21 state police instead of one or two. If you go a couple miles over the speed limit, now they pull you over and give you tickets and want to search your car. Once you get there now, there's suddenly police everywhere. And they just randomly pull up and they randomly go and check your stickers and give you tickets while you're out there playing volleyball. And I just can't do it. I can't go on vacation and watch police just sit there and, I mean, we're already bringing money into your town. We're already staying in motels and hotels and condominiums and beach houses. We're already eating your food. We're already paying your stinking salary. And it's one thing to see cops if somebody's speeding or somebody's drunk or give them a ticket. Great. We need that. But no, I had the police pull up and check and see if we had the parking permit. This was never enforced. Now the entire 10-mile-long beach, you got to buy some ugly sticker to stick in your window. And they've got these other little tattletale attendants that drive around in motorized golf carts telling you, hey, you're going to get a ticket if you don't have that stuck to the dash. You've got to have it stuck to the dash. You can't just have it laying up there when you go to the beach twice a year. And there's cops bugging their eyes out. The constables are really bad, those little red cars. Literally, I watched them writing. I mean, they would just go down the line writing everybody a ticket, hundreds of tickets for 3 days, and it made me sick. You've ruined Port Aransas for me, and I can't go, you know, I guess I'm like a sea turtle or a bird or something. I go back to the ancestral places, you know, my dad's Uncle Houston, who when he was 13, you know, ran away to the Texas coast to go on a steamship around the world and came back. You know, that's where he was going fishing since he was a young man. He took my dad there, he took my uncle there, my dad took me there. It's ruined now. There's just goon police everywhere. It's ruined! You've ruined it! I mean, it's like we all live in junior high or something in a reform school. Everybody's looking after us. There's cameras everywhere. It's just CPS is grabbing everybody's kids. There's just cops everywhere writing us tickets. Absolutely ruined Port Aransas. It's ruined. That town is ruined. Let me give everybody a news flash. Port A is ruined. It's ruined by a bunch of greedy boss hogs. And it won't stop there. They'll set up a big CPS in Port A and start grabbing your kids while you're down there. You'll see. Everything has to be ruined by you people. But heaven knows the illegal aliens will be left alone out on the beach to drunkenly wallow around and have no inspection stickers. In fact, I used to like to drive up and down the beach and, you know, just see people catching fish or drive the different jetties. And doing it, I couldn't. There were just cops everywhere writing tickets. It was making me so nauseated. And I'd watch them pull in, and I'd pull in and get my camera out. I couldn't help it. and I'd videotape them. They'd walk right by the illegals' vehicles and leave them alone. I'd get out and walk over, and people flip me off. So, what are you doing looking at our cars? Oh, I'm just doing an investigation. That's right. I was doing investigations. The illegal aliens leave them right alone. They don't have money to suck off of. They're not the big, dumb Americans, the right whale that just sits there smiling while you throw your red-hot harpoons into our fat little backs.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
We've been getting a lot of emails about the internet cutting out for a minute here, a minute there, and I'm getting them. I can't control that. That's the Genesis Network. Need to call Ted Anderson listeners, and they're trying to put in backup internet systems. C'est la vie. What do you do? Convince them it's a problem. They might fix it. All I know is John Harmon running the show does a fabulous job. Okay. I was ranting and raving about a bunch of things. It's just, you want to be prisoners, you want to be feudal serfs. The system is feudalism. Go get an encyclopedia, get a history book, read about serfdom and feudalism, and everybody's basically a slave on little bitty pieces of land, micromanaged by a bunch of pot-bellied thugs that work for the nobles. It's like communism or any other system. You want to be a Chivano? You want somebody on every corner telling you what to do, what to eat, what to think? Bah, 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 like Tony Montana says. I mean, that's it. You want that? You're going to get to be a slave, America. And it's just so sick. The TV ads where they encourage families to rat on each other. And I mean, we're living in an Orwellian hell with criminals running the system. And if the police and military would just wake up and say, no, we could save this country, but you won't. You'll go and fight imaginary Al-Qaeda overseas while the government dissolves and merges with Europe. I got so many clips here. I've got Sky 3 I want to play. I've got Oberman I want to play. What are all the clips I've got? Oberman, Sky News, and McGovern and Tucker. Let's play McGovern on Tucker. Carlson talking about the yellow cake forged documents leading back to Herr Cheney. We'll go ahead and roll that now. Here it is.
And spoke this morning with Tom Brokaw of NBC. Here's some of that interview.
I chose to do my job in a way where you stay inside the system, you do your best, you push your objective analysis, you make people aware of what you believe to be true. While people think, well, why are you talking now? Why have you been silent so long? I certainly wasn't silent within the purview of my job and in the councils of the administration in terms of what we said and how we said it.
A memo from the State Department this morning took apart Tenet's accusations one by one, and while the administration predictably defended itself, some of his former colleagues have criticized Tenet for coming forward after the fact. Where was Tenet when it mattered? Among those to question Tenet's actions, Leigh McGovern, longtime CIA employee. McGovern chaired the national intelligence estimates and prepared the president's daily security briefing for many years. He's also the co-founder of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity and a guest contributor to truthout.com. He joins me now. Mr. McGovern, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
This is all about, it seems to me, or at least by Mr. Tenet's account, about the bad reputation he's gotten from using the phrase slam dunk to describe the intelligence leading up to war in Iraq. I'm not exactly sure. What did he mean by that? What is he saying he meant by that? Yeah. Will you explain that?
He's rather a pathetic figure, actually. What he's trying to do is justify himself for unjustifiable activity. Now, everyone thought he meant slam dunk to mean we have slam dunk information intelligence,
right,
that proves that weapons of mass destruction there. Now he's saying, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. What I meant was that if you want to make a public case, Mr. President, we can make a slam dunk case out of this for you to present to the American people and the Congress. Now, that's better. You know, that's a better thing.
Is that his job? I mean, is that the director of Central Intelligence's job to explain public relations to the president?
It's not in his job description. As a matter of fact, it is the antithesis of his job. The director of Central Intelligence is supposed to tell it like it is. He's not supposed to help prepare the president to start an unnecessary war. A war of aggression in the Nuremberg Tribunal terms. It doesn't get any worse than that. That's why he's trying to sort of make amends here and trying to rehabilitate his reputation.
But is his job to make a case, or is it just to present the facts as they're known by CIA to the president? I mean, is he supposed to collect them in such a way that they have a thesis?
Everyone's entitled to their own facts, but or their own opinions, but not their own facts. George Tenet has his own little set of facts. He's been very disingenuous in how he's presented this. For example, he claims that the intelligence was not really massaged or corrupted by him. He claims that he really believed they're weapons of mass destruction. But we know from documentary evidence, namely his discussions with the British counterpart, Sir Richard Dearlove, on the 20th of July 2002, mind you, 8 months before the war, we know that he told Dearlove that the intelligence was being fixed around the policy. There's no gainsaying that. We have the minutes, documentary.
But what would be the motive? What would be his motive in that? I mean, if in other words, he knew that the war was unjustified and it was a mistake, going back 4 or 5 years ago. Why would he endorse the war knowing that the error would come to light and destroy his reputation?
Well, you know, it wasn't clear that it would destroy anybody's reputation. He may have been one of those who was convinced that Dick Cheney was right, that the people in Iraq would greet us with open arms and cut flowers. And then, with us sitting on top of all that oil, with permanent military bases, making that part of the world even more secure for Israel, who's going to come around? Who's going to come around it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never have done nothing.
All right, we're back live.
But build,
it's real simple. Throughout human history, groups of control freaks who don't want to produce anything and who like to be the bosses put on official headdresses and badges and fancy outfits and tell us all that they're our kings, and then they have a bunch of thugs that work for them that come and make us work for them as their slaves. And humans were always aware of this and fought against it because they love their families. Now we became fat, dumb, and happy and decadent because of the milk and honey our forebears created. And now we're going into high-tech bondage. And the elite are so decadent, they're talking about how they want to mass cull us. major publications, Audubon Society, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, UN documents. I was on a national radio show last week, ManCal. It's on Talk Radio Network, and I mentioned that UN treaties and documents and the biological diversity assessment calls for mass human sacrifice. It says in the olden times that, and I've got it in Road to Tyranny, by the way, close-ups of the documents. You can go pull them up online for yourself. It's at the UN website, un.org. And because it is a private group. And they say in there, we need to reinstitute human sacrifice. I mean, I know that's crazy to say, but I'm not the one that wrote it and said it. These are completely insane individuals with genius IQs. They're totally ruthless, and they revel in feeding on you. And you're not even aware you're being fed on. And I just sit here watching it in complete and total horror. Watching my whole world change and watching a prison grid be set up. All right, I'm going to take five calls. I'm going to take them quick. I always say that. No matter how good your calls are, I'm cutting you off because I want to play some other audio clips and get to some other news here. But I do also want to hear your calls. Wally in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I got two quick things. What do you think about these IEDs, as Fox News calls them, here in Austin, being found three of them in the past week? I mean, I guess kind of with the NORTHCOM stuff going on, it's kind of...
Yeah, you're talking about pipe bombs being found?
Yeah, and they call them IEDs just to throw that term out in our faces last night on the news. And
yeah, well, it's all part of the war. We're under terror attack. Looks like some type of provocateur action, but you do have some lone nuts out there. And it's just all the more reason for paramilitary forces to run around swarming like a pack of baboons.
Yeah, and they said, you know, in 5 days that they had tracked receipts from Walmart or Target or one of those stores.
Yeah, with the cooler the guy put the bomb in.
Yeah.
I mean, it may well be. There are those type of people out there. What else is on your mind?
What do you think about Perry's new stance on guns? You hear
well, he's
that
doing
one?
That because he has, you know, a approval rating. It was 20-something. Now it's like 18.
Yeah.
And everybody hates him. And so it's like Bush. Bush comes out and says, I'm pro-Second Amendment, and then doubles and then triples the sizes of the BATF enforcement to come after gun owners and gun importers. And as NRA board member Mr. Barr said on this show, Bob Barr, Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. But, yeah, the legislature is going in the direction of a Vermont style. But if Perry really cared, he would abolish the concealed carry where you got to jump through 100 hoops and put your hands out the windows like you're a criminal when the cop pulls you over and you got the concealed carry. Give me a break. And we just need to have Vermont-style concealed carry. Perry calls for gun-toting freedom in Texas. This is KXAN out of Austin, NBC. While people across the country have called for gun control in the wake of Virginia Tech, Governor Rick Perry called for gun freedom Monday. Perry met with the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt, who is traveling the country to decide how the government can prepare schools for these types of situations. So they're going to turn the schools into giant brainwashing camps with forced drugging and forced psychological testing under New Freedom that he pioneered and live virus injections. And then he'll just say he's for guns as he grabs them. Well, that's basically it. Anything else?
No, that'll do it. I appreciate it, man. You take care.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, Virginia Governor Tim Kaine said he has closed the loophole in state gun laws. That means you can't have private sales. That allowed, and it just goes on. Kaine issued an executive order that requires anyone found to be dangerous and ordered to undergo involuntary mental health treatment to be included on a database of prohibited gun buyers. But see, they said they're going to put half the children, this is internal drug company documents on the New Freedom Initiative, half the kids are going to be adjudicated through their kangaroo courts to be mentally ill, so half the population can't own guns. They'll get the rest of us in the criminal system one way or the other. All right, let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Rama in San Fran. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
I was just calling about the freeway pod that collapsed down. And I drive on those a lot, and I just remembered that they always seem like they were cement on top and not asphalt. And so it's
yeah, I'm just
around.
Going off of the extension bridge, you know, the overpass that was going into Berkeley, and where it's not even burned, you look at the road, there is asphalt on it. But maybe it's gray concrete.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. But anyways, I found a couple of photos that were much more closer up, and I emailed them over to both of those Aaron and...
Okay, thank you. What else is on your mind?
No, that was it. I just wanted to point that out to you guys.
Thanks a lot. Anything else?
No, that's it, man.
Thank you, Rama. I'll check into that. Thank you. I just know these things collapse all the time on their own without fire. Those overpasses are not Building 7, where the police are saying on tape, we're told to get back, it's going to be blown up by the government. Open and shut case. Let's go. I mean, the point is the neocons are saying this proves that all the buildings are going to fall down if you strike a match in them. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next? Justin in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're exactly right. You know, things are ruined. Things are ruined. We're already living in a police state. It's not becoming a police state. It's already there. The reason I was calling is in November of 2005, I was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease called Wegener's granulomatosis. And basically, after about 17 years of suffering, I was told that, you know, it was all in my head by many doctors, and it finally took 12 lung tumors for them to figure out that there was something seriously wrong with
it. Well, listen, sir, it's simple. First, they socialize the health care, but not for the people, for the big medical corporations that are owned by the insurance companies.
Right.
Then they sell you all this. They sell you on further socialism, which only communalizes it more for them. And then when you go in dying of DU or you go in with a huge tumor, I mean, in England, they don't lie. It's a year and a half for brain tumors. Average person dies in 4 months. Everybody dies. You don't get any treatment. Unless you, of course, they got a private system. If you're a billionaire, you can still get some treatment for yourself or fly to the U.S. And so, yeah, now they just tell you you're all mentally ill and give you a serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Well, yeah, I did. They did put me on those for depression, but I'm not taking them now. But I went through.
Hey, listen, I got family that's in a car wreck, and they before they leave the hospital, 2 days later, they say it's time for you to go on Prozac. It's just standard, sir. They mail out millions of samples in the mail. It's total control.
Right. I did 6 months of chemotherapy, and that didn't work, didn't put me in remissions. And then I just recently did two infusions of a new cancer drug, took part in a clinical trial, and that wasn't effective either. I was wondering if in your travels you have come across anybody who knows of any, you know, more holistic type medicines that a person could take. I mean,
nip it in the bud. Now, they're going to engineer the bioweapons, and they already are, the cancer trigger viruses. And they're even, I wouldn't even call them viruses. You know, these are nanotech weapons because a virus does replicate. It's really naturally occurring nanotech. Your parents shouldn't have given you the vaccines. You probably, I mean, again, clear links in massive studies that show Crohn's is directly linked to contaminated vaccines, but they're not contaminated. Contaminated means it's an accident. And most of your childhood leukemias are being triggered by this, and it's a nightmare, and it was probably in the shots, and somehow your body wasn't able to fight it off. It got a toehold. I would just go into massive vitamins, minerals, natural things. I would go into relaxing. Also, it's shown the brain. I mean, praying just from a secular view, and of course, I'm a spiritual person. I believe in God. But the point is, from a secular view, even the scientists admit praying works for what the brain believes. So believe you're going to be healed. Ask God to heal you. And, you know, chemotherapy, of course, is a pesticide, as you know, and it just attacks the entire body. It's the same thing they use to kill bugs. They just charge you thousands of dollars per infusion. Great scam. But, in fact, there have been some studies that show, because of doctors cheating, that some types of bug poison actually work better. But I shouldn't laugh. I know this is serious for you. Most of us will be dying by bioweapons induced into us by the enemy. And there's major studies the Rockefellers funded in the 30s to discover this, and then they own the major cancer research facilities and hospitals. But that's basically it, and I appreciate your call. You know what? I got to stop right there. I'll try to get the calls if I can. I said I'd air this. Were you able to find in my note I sent you, John, when I want to air that from? I IM'd it. I might have gotten a race last night. It's a 45-minute long program. I don't know if we can play it now because I said a specific minute to start it. I believe I said started at 32. I don't know if that'll give us time to play it. Well, let me just set this up. It's a program called 9/11 and the Evil in America, News Corps in England, and it also aired all over Europe, in Asia, I'm told. In part one they did on the Illuminati. Luckily, Paul Watson picked up on this because it's a town outside Sheffield. They do this whole thing about Skull and Bones is real, Bohemian Grove, but at the end say we're all kooks and nuts and it doesn't exist because they do a setup with a guy who claims he's a member of the Illuminati. They're going to meet with the guy who's the member of the Illuminati, a member of the Knights Templars, and then he never shows up. And then they say, okay, it doesn't exist. He didn't show up. it turns out that the guy that did this has done previous interviews and is a member of the Knights Templars, where they move there in northern England, and that his whole family is, and they're the head masons in the town. So they staged it in the show to make us look stupid. In this next piece on 9/11, out of the blue at the end, the last 10 minutes, they show some really kooky guy who has some machine who's going to stop the mind control beam from getting you. Even though there are such things, most people that are into this are schizophrenics. There's people who feed on them with these magic machines and other things. You know, they don't have targeted specific systems to do this. They do have mass systems that DARPA's admitted, but I don't believe it's currently hooked into the cell towers. That is most cell towers. Though they could use those to camouflage larger arrays later. There is mass mind control. There are admissions of government programs of serious mind control with conditioning and drugging and drilling. But just in the middle of a 9/11 discussion, they cut to a guy running around with a van with hundreds of clients in California who are schizophrenics, saving them from the power beams with tinfoil hats. So they never refute anything real that we say in the program and all the great guests they have. They just cut to the tinfoil hat crowd, the schizophrenic crowd, and maybe this guy means well. Who knows? Maybe he is helping him. I don't think so, but this is how they discredit us. It's total straw man, the most baseless you can imagine. Here it is.
The type of people that would carry out a 9/11 style attack are the type of ruthless individuals that would kill their grandmother for a stick of bubble gum. The type of people that would claw and stab their way to the top, which is really the norm in history. Ruthless individuals that have a mad, passionate desire to control and dominate others almost always get into the seats of power.
The real trouble comes when an outlandish conspiracy theory turns out to be true. US military documents from the 60s reveal a high-level plot to attack neighboring Cuba. The attacks were to be justified by a totally staged sinking of a ship, blamed on the Cubans.
This is where they explain why the government wants to carry out terror. People that can't figure this out just aren't looking at the facts. Hitler, right after being elected, firebombed his own government building, his own Reichstag, and said, we've got to have fatherland security to keep you safe. He then passed laws and then moved against the entire population. That is now happening here in America.
So, we're now being asked to believe that the darker side of the American government is behind the attacks on 9/11. But if it's true, then why? Why would Americans kill their fellow Americans? Well, oil. That's what some theorists are saying. But to find out what else might be behind it, join me after the break. The events of 9/11 were so horrific that they're barely understandable. And that's led to lots of people coming up with theories of their own to try and make sense of it all. But because the US government is so secretive, the finger of blame usually ends up pointed at them. Take the World Trade Center Twin Towers, for example, the heart of commercial America.
There are numerous stories on the web about how the World Trade Centers were somehow in danger. They didn't meet building codes.
Well before 9/11, government agency reports showed that there were serious structural and asbestos problems within the Twin Towers. The theory goes that shadowy figures with heavy financial interests had a lot to gain if the towers were destroyed. One unsubstantiated story goes that one individual alone benefited to the tune of $500 million.
The consensus I've seen is that those buildings needed to come down before 2025 or they would have posed a hazard, and it was just a happy coincidence that the hijackers took them down without any cost to the owners whatsoever.
A multi-million dollar insurance policy, including terrorist cover, was said to have been taken out several months before 9/11.
Its insurance policy was for at least $3.55 billion. It is trying to collect for what is called a double occurrence because, you know, it says the towers were hit twice and so forth. The courts have denied that at first, but it at least stands to collect $3.55 billion for an investment of $15 million.
Well, it may be an insurance scam on some level, but I mean, I think going to the level of not just making the building fall down, but having a plane run into it is stretching even the imagination of most insurance companies.
Yeah, that's not the area. It's in the last 10 minutes or so. Try to fast forward in there and find, I tried to find the part last night and said it. I guess I didn't. On PrisonLine.com, and you can watch the whole 45-minute long program. It created a bunch of confusion. They said it was said people made money off insurance. No, Silverstein made over $5 billion. On a two, and then they say, well, what is it? Which plan was it? You know, was it for any? They always try that tactic. It's a cost-benefit analysis. They look at what helps them. Then they want an attack. They look at what area is best, where they can be owners. By the way, speak of the devil, News Corp makes bid for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That'll really allow them to corner the market and manipulate things even further. Those are the folks who give you the Dow Jones Industrial 30. The main global stock indices, Dow Jones & Co., publisher of the Wall Street Journal, said Tuesday it has received an unsolicited bid from Rupert Murdoch's News Corp to buy the company for $60 per share, or $5 billion. Shares of the financial news publishing company soared after the cable news channel CNBC reported news of the offer earlier Tuesday. After opening at $37.12, the shares jumped 20.95 or 58% to 57 stock boost. Dow Jones said in a brief statement that its board had received the proposal from News Corp, cash or combination cash and News Corp stock. And since they got all that Defense Department money, it shouldn't be any problem for News Corp. It's a Defense Department front, ladies and gentlemen, totally and completely. Yeah, right. It's government New World Order banker propaganda right out of the Pentagon. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Their own popular proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out. Altitude, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.533139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
This Pentagon program produced by News Corp is so shoddy. And they did it in every part of the series. Actually, it's a five-part series. I've seen three of them. I'm in two of them. But they just sit there and confuse it and then say it's all confusing and we just need to believe the world has order to it. And so we make all this up, and then they always show somebody who is just, you know, driving around in a van saying mind control beams control them. Nothing to do with 9/11. They just say mind control beams, and the cell towers are controlling us, and then they just laugh at us, and then that's the end of it. Play a minute or two of this.
The idea of a malignant Big Brother government controlling everything is nothing new. For years, there have been claims about secret experiments using mind control techniques to brainwash the population.
There have not been claims. It's been declassified. They've had History Channel specials. Dr. Ewing Cameron had over 10,000 kidnapped subjects or people taken out of facilities where they would completely brainwash them and create, totally programmed people. Okay? It's declassified. Shut up! Now back to the Pentagon's lies, who did all of this.
In the 1930s, there has been an ongoing paid government program to influence the thoughts.
Can we actually control a person's mind so that we can make him into an unwitting agent? He'll do what we want him to do.
Admittedly, this sounds like science fiction, but it is technically possible.
Some believe even now that these mind control weapons are hidden in mobile phone towers, and that they use the microwave signals to control your brain. Private investigator Roger Tulsa says he's been helping clients who suffer from these electronic harassment problems.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing.
By using his own tracking device, he believes he can combat these signals.
This is basically a spectrum analyzer, and what it does is a complex radio receiver. And it gives us the ability to look at all
any more of it. I can't handle any more of it. You can go watch it if you want. So they've got serious people talking about government mind control, and then they just cut to this guy who may believe what he's doing. He just drives around with a spectrum analyzer, and people pay him to be able to isolate him and stop him. And No. What the frequency pollution does is mess with all of us, and it isn't so much of a control as it causes problems. Thousands of studies about cell phones causing brain tumors. That's not debatable. Are we going to stop using them? Am I? No, we're going to die. We're into this. We're idiots. We're fools. But can they have focus beams that make you nauseated or pass out or kill you? Yeah, that's declassified. Are they starting to deploy these? Yes. Did DARPA write about using cell towers with boosted power to do this a few years ago in the Baltimore Sun? Yes. Does that mean it's all going on in mass right now? No. I mean, this show will attract schizophrenics, and it's really annoying because they'll get me on the street and grab me by the arm, and they tell me it's always the same thing. You know, the sun's following me, the moon's following me, the laser beams are shooting me, and I just don't have time for it. You do need to be on medication. But see, because of that, then all the admissions of this stuff going on gets ignored. Well, I did 3 hours today and never really plugged my books or films or the materials we carry. If you believe in this show, what we're doing, and want to support us to do even bigger and better things, visit Infowars.com and the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card and get American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Terror, Storm of History, Government-Sponsored Terror, Riddles in Stone, all the great new books and videos we're carrying at Infowars.com. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, signing off here for another transmission day. I didn't get to the Keith Olbermann thing. I will air that tomorrow. I had a bunch of other audio I didn't air. We just have to recognize how crazy things have gotten to set about changing it. That's all I know. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.